is Slater. Slater curls one. Oh, that's a fine goal. Good little shimmy. And a good curler. That's 4-2.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, time now to talk football with Robbie Slater.
We've got European Championship qualifiers on. We've got the Oli Roos in action in the A-League as well. So there is plenty of football over the weekend. G'day, Robbie.
Yeah, g'day, boys. How you doing?
Yeah,
it's a little bit quiet. Obviously, it's the international break with the Socceroos actually not playing. But there's a lot of action in Europe. But the all important one, is, as you just mentioned, is the Olympic team, which is striving to qualify for the next Olympic Games. This is just the first stage of qualifying, and they're up against Cambodia, and that will happen overnight.
That's an under-23s comp, isn't it, Robbie, with a few senior players involved?
Well, it's under-23, and you're allowed three overage players.
Yeah.
But you don't have to have three overage players. If the coach wants to, if the manager wants to. For instance, Keske Honda, the marquee at Melbourne Victories, is only playing and continuing his career to play at the next Olympics.
The home Olympics.
Yeah, so there you go.
Is he guaranteed to get picked? I mean, will the coach want to have a Honda
in? I would suggest that if he's made the effort to carry on playing when he really didn't want to, maybe to go to the Olympics, I think he'd be
he's been promised. Yeah. Hey,
Laurie's on a promise as well.
Oh, I wish I was. I wish I was.
I tell you what,
what's
you
that?
Don't need to be. I wish I was.
I don't know where to go with that.
You're a bad man.
You'll be okay, mate. When you turn the corner, it'll be a high one.
Hey, listen, cut the bullshit. I won't be okay, but let's move on.
Hey, mate, what should we beat Cambodia by?
Well, listen, they are the home nation here, so it's difficult conditions. Look, I've said, and I know the Wolf has said to you guys as well over the past few months, maybe even longer, that Asia is getting stronger and we're not exactly doing the same.
Yep.
But look, I still expect us to be able to beat Cambodia, yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, they are the home nation, so it'll be a difficult game. The pitches won't be great over there, so it'll be difficult, but expect us to win.
Yeah, I think
you're worried.
I'm not worried. I just don't know how strong Cambodia are, and I know they're home nation, but it's a big slap in the face if we don't beat Cambodia.
If we can't beat Cambodia, then we're in lots of trouble.
That's what I would.
No disrespect to Cambodia, but they're hardly a force in world football.
Right. Now, are you getting any feedback about the squad?
The disappointment for me is we should be playing Sam Kerr up front. That's what I think.
is there a striker that we've got coming through the ranks there?
Yeah, Sam Kerr, I just told you.
Yeah. What about in the men's game?
I've done column after column, and I've made comments after comments, and this is not being sarcastic, that our development is in a very, very poor state. We need a massive rethink on what we're doing development-wise. You know, the fact that we haven't qualified for junior tournaments, we have not qualified for the Olympics after qualifying for everyone we attempted, which goes right back to when I played and further back, but we haven't qualified since Beijing when a certain, actually, Graham Arnold was in charge of that team in Beijing. And this has hurt us development-wise. We are now at the mercy, really. The Socceroos are a team built on players that are pretty much one-offs. They go overseas, they make it, they don't. Whereas we had structure in the past. And, the fact that we don't have a national training centre, the NRL have one. Laurie, as you saw, I think it was open this year, built by the government. We don't have one. We used to have the AIS where many, many players come out of, and we don't have that anymore, and that's a crying shame. And, government funding is something that needs to be looked up for our game. I don't think the World Cup did us any favours, but, that wasn't the people's fault. That wasn't the grassroots level's fault. The fact is we need a national training centre, and we need it yesterday.
Yeah. Rob, is that part of Arnie's charter as well as coaching the the Socceroos is to run the pathways programs and try and secure funding and things like that? Or is he
it's not in his mission statement at all. He put his hand up to do the Olympic team. He's the national coach. He didn't have to do the under-23s, which is the Olympic team, but he felt that that he was needed to do that.
Yeah.
To have a common structure, if you want, from the top down.
Yeah.
Which is very noble. But it's going to be a difficult task. As I said, these qualifiers, just with Cambodia, it's only the start. It's the first phase of qualifying, and then there will be a second phase.
Yeah, which would be great to have a competitive side at the Olympic Games. Good on you, Robbie. Have a good weekend, buddy.
See you later.